tune, version of devastation. I'm seeing the sun return to the land. I'm seeing the dramatic Hercules dynasty syndrome explode. I'm seeing ugly things. Ugly things moving around in shunty. I'm seeing Horus, the resourceful racehorse, and Lee, the eel. I see the thermostat telling the boiler to go on.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And that wraps up the first portion of this evening's program. A plenty large heap of silliness, if I do say so myself. And I do. But now it's time for us to turn our attention to the radio obituaries. It's a time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. It's true. It's 268 in the backlog. That's all I'm bothering with right now. So let us get started, as we always do, by reminding you, the listener, to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for Rick Parnell, the English rock drummer. He's most known for his work in the band Atomic Rooster, but around here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, what do we care about? We care about him for his role as the ill-fated drummer in the film This Is Spinal Tap. He just passed away at 70. It's the initial radio obituary for Rick Parnell with a big hit that he was on. But I love it anyway. I really don't care. So I'm playing it. Yes, I'm of an age. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Initial radio obituary is for Howie Pyro. Born Howard Kustin, Howie was a musician who formed his teenage band The Blessed on the New York City punk scene in the late 70s and later played with such bands as Danzig and Degeneration, a band that he formed with Jesse Malin. But Howie will be best remembered and most missed as simply what I used to refer to him as the world's weirdest teenager. A DJ, a collector beyond compare, and an endlessly enthusiastic superfan of all things off-center and just plain cool and weird. When anything crazy or wild was happening on the music scene or the world of psychotronic movies or posters or punk rock or records or trash culture, Howie was somehow in the middle of it or not far away from it. He was beloved by the famous and the notorious and the unknown. What can you say about a guy who adopted Phil Spector's dogs when Phil went up the river and was also beloved by Ronnie Spector as well? Stories and the things he saw and did would fill a book or maybe a museum. One time at the WFMU record fair, Miriam Linna did a live karaoke version of her latest record, The Hand Don't Fit the Glove, in which she serenaded a bunch of eager suitors, which of course included Howie Pyro and even your Ambassador Feelgood. As always, Howie was right in the middle of it. And as an aside, your hostess, I Remain Belinda, chose that moment to visit the powder room and missed the whole number, but I digress. I will miss Howie Pyro, and I am grateful for the time I spent in his orbit. Howie Pyro passed away earlier this week at age 61. Post-initial radio obituary for Howie Pyro on Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Tina Delgado is alive! Alive!
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the next radio obituary is for Naomi Judd, the American singer, songwriter, and actress who in 1983 formed the Judds with her daughter Winona. She just passed away at 76. It's the next radio obituary for Naomi Judd right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Working in a coal mine, going on down, down. Working in a coal mine,
oops,
about to slip down.
Working in a coal mine,
going on down, down. Working in a coal mine,
oops,
about to slip down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Working in a coal mine.
Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Working in a coal mine, going on down, down. Working in a coal mine,
oops,
about to slip down. Working in a coal mine,
going on down, down.
Working in a coal mine,
oops,
about to slip down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone.
Cleanup Radio Obituary is for Jimmy Thomas, the American soul singer and songwriter best known as a vocalist for Ike Turner. He joined Ike's Kings of Rhythm in 1958 and remained with the band when the Ike and Tina Turner Review was formed in 1960. He released solo singles on Turner's labels Sue, Sputnik, and Sonya Records, but then he continued as a solo artist after he stopped working with Ike, eventually relocating to London and forming his own label in 1979. Jimmy Thomas just passed away at 83. It's the Cleanup Radio Obituary, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Hello, everybody. My name is Jimmy Lee, and we're the Peacemakers Band. We've got a little song we like to sing, and we want to send it all over the land. Now, there's a dance that's going around. It used to be the tighten up, but it's tight and tighter now. Get in on the groove and move your hips around. Tighten up tight, baby, and get down, down, down. Come on and do it now. Come on, everybody, get yourselves on the floor. This ain't a brand new thing, we just added a little more. Now spread your legs and move your hips around. Do the tighten up tighter, baby, and get down, down, down. Come on and do it now. Ooh, yeah. Come on, yeah. Now we're gonna tighten that tight on the drum. Maybe you can really dig the groove. You ready, drummer? All right, you got it. Now we're gonna make it tight on the bass. Come on, bass man, do it for me. Now if you can really feel the groove and dig what we mean, you can get into it. Come on, y'all, let's move. Do the tighten. Ooh, yeah. See if you can do it now. Come on. Tighten, tighten, baby. Ooh, yeah. Move it tight now. Move it tight now. Move it tight now.
got pants in my pants and I wanna dance. I got rhythm in my shoes and I got to move. I got this feeling way down deep. When I hear music, gotta rock with the beat. Hey,
hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey.
Called the doctor cause she thought I was sick. The first thing he did was check my heart tick. It wasn't very long before he was through. I had a rocking pneumonia and a boogie woogie through. Hey,
hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey,
hey, hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey. Well, my fever wasn't running to 108 and I was melting ice cubes by the crate. He told my mama my case was sad. The worst case of rhythm that he ever had. Hey,
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 hey, hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
to the hop and that would be my cue. Well, that's exactly what she done. Now my troubles are over and I'm having lots of fun. Hey,
hey, hey,
hey, hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey,
hey, hey,
hey.
Oh Lord, I wonder just what does it mean. I looked out my window and I'll be damned if it ain't the police. Wait a minute, turn the box down softly, y'all, and let's put everything back in place. You see, the neighbors have shown up, socked it to us, sent the police around to investigate, try to get us busted. Wait a minute, tell them y'all, we ain't here,
hey,
we're looking for trouble.
No trouble.
We got somebody wrong, we will apologize. Now we ain't here,
hey,
we're looking for trouble.
No trouble.
We don't like to be antagonized. You see, we just some poor folks. We're always alone, trying to have a little fun. That's all.
Trying to.
Listen, one more thing.
Lord, we looking for no trouble from nobody.
We try to enjoy life while we're young. Our music might get a little bit loud now and then.
But we don't mean nobody harm. You see, we just some poor folks. We're a long way from home, trying to have some fun. That's all.
Trying to have some fun.
Wait a minute, we want to say this thing. We ain't here,
ain't here,
looking for trouble.
No trouble.
If we done somebody wrong, we will apologize. Now we ain't here,
ain't here,
looking for trouble.
No trouble.
We don't like to be antagonized. Say, children,
we ain't here,
tell them,
looking for trouble. If we done somebody wrong, we will apologize.
Sing the song.
We ain't here,
oh Lord,
looking for trouble. Somebody wrong, we will apologize.
Oh, God.
We ain't here.
No trouble.
Looking for trouble.
No, no.
If we done somebody wrong, we will apologize.
We mean that.
We ain't here.
We got the proof.
Looking for trouble.
We got the proof.
If we done somebody wrong, we will apologize.
We got.
wondering why we can't get along. Yeah, I try every way of pleasing you. Tell me what more can I do? Yeah,
you keep on
worrying me. Soon I'll be gone.
Keep on
worrying me. I'll have another home.
I'm almost
crazy, baby, trying to get along. You don't want me and won't leave me alone. I worry so much, I make myself sick, wondering why we can't get along. Yeah, I try every way of pleasing you. Tell me what more can I do? Yeah,
you keep on
worrying me. I'll be gone.
You keep on
worrying me. I'll have another home.
I'm almost
crazy, baby, trying to get along. You don't want me and won't leave me alone.
You keep on
worrying me, and soon I'll be gone.
You keep on
worrying me. I'll have another home.
I'm almost
crazy, baby, trying to get along. You don't want me and won't leave me alone.
You keep on
worrying me, and soon I'll be gone.
You keep on
worrying me, I have another home. I'm almost crazy.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Yvette Mimieux, the American film and television actress. Her breakout role was in The Time Machine in 1960, and she was nominated for 3 Golden Globe Awards during her acting career. She just passed away at 80. It is the Weasel Radio Obituary, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Your breast is naked. What exotic scent is that? Oh, beauty, iron flail of souls, it is your will? So be it. Eyes of fire, bright in the darkness there, burn up these strips of flesh, the beasts saw fit to spare.
Penultimate radio obituary is for Judy Hensk, the American singer and songwriter. She was dubbed the Queen of the Beatniks. She was known for her performances and recordings that embraced blues, jazz, show tunes, and humorous material, and it was her 1963 recording of High Flying Bird that was influential on the folk rock scene. She appeared as a performer in the 1963 exploitation movie Hootenanny Hoot at the height of the folk rock music craze. And she went on to co-write many hit songs, including Yellow Beach Umbrella, which you may have heard recorded by Three Dog Night or Bette Midler. Judy Hensk just passed away at 85. It's the pre and penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
This is a song that was taught to me in high school by a dear friend of mine, my music teacher, who is now in jail, which is the only thing that makes this a legitimate folk song. It's true. You can sing anything that was written by somebody who's in jail and everything says really hip. Boy, that's wild. Is he really in jail? Okay, then you can sing. Doesn't matter, ladies and gentlemen, what he's in jail for, be it ever so humble. He's still in jail. And he's the one who taught me this song. This is a song that is about a group of people who go around doing professional good in Hollywood. And also in the United States of America. This is a group of people who are responsible for a good deal of the good deals that are put through. Yes, the Salvation Army. Yes. This is their song. Now, you'd be better off when you sing this if you really try to believe what you sing, because then it will make you pregnant with celestial fire. But don't worry about anything happening to you after the song, because it will be all right. It's just a figure of speech, ladies and gentlemen. Something that John Milton wrote in the days when he was going blind. So right now, the Salvation Army song. I was lying in the gutter, all covered up with beer, pretzels in my eyebrow. I feared the end was near when along came the Salvation Army, and they saved me from the hearse. Everybody bust a gut, sing the second verse. Hallelujah. F-R-E-E, F-R-E-E, from the ways of S-I-N. Glory, glory, hallelujah, tra-la-la, amen. Army, I was a sinner! Yeah! You got the wrong attitude, brothers and sisters. I used to smoke a pack of cigarettes a day! Yeah! Brothers and sisters, I used to drink a quart a gin a day! And brothers and sisters, I used to lie! I used to lie in the gutter with man! Thank you, brothers! But since I joined the Salvation Army, I don't sin anymore. Ooh. I do not drink. Brothers and sisters, I no longer smoke and cough. And I do not lie in the gutter with man. All I do is stand here and beat this goddamn drum.
Throwing your paw on the drum, save another drunken bum. Hallelujah.
antepenultimate radio obituary is for the avant-garde composer and producer Tom Smith. He's best known for his work with To Live and Shave in L.A., but also collaborated with people including Don Fleming, Thurston Moore, Bill Orcutt, and Mr. Velocity Hopkins, among others. Tom Smith just passed away at 66. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
My father will give the order. What deny? I'll be thy name. With the reggae man, with the reggae con, with the reggae band, reggae band, reggae band. Our Father who art in heaven, always be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will on earth begun. Give us tonight this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses. And lead us and I out of temptation into righteousness. Leave us and I out of temptation into holiness. Thou art the power, thou art the shower and watchtower. Thou art the glory, thou art the history, thou art the prophecy, and thou art the story. Killer of jinx and killer of jinx. Oh, the killer of jinx and the killer of jinx. The reggae man, the reggae man. With the reggae band, with the reggae plan. The reggae man kill Satan. The reggae man say to Leighton, Leighton, we gonna chop off your hand until you know you're a cursed man. Leighton, thou shalt not eat. Leighton, thou shalt not eat. I am Satan, I am Satan. And I kill Satan. Defute your energy up here. Defute your energy is here. And now defute your energy is here. Up here out of the clear blue sky. To couple vampire curse. To couple vampire curse. To couple confuser curse. And to kill Medusa. To kill Medusa. Children user, to couple the loser, and to couple the chooser, and kill abusers. Hey. And the reggae man, with the reggae pan, with the reggae hand, from the reggae land, with the reggae sea, and with the reggae sea, singing with the reggae sun. Our Father who art in high, always be thy name, my brain. Thy kingdom come, my brain, and I reign for you, pray rain. I reign the reggae man, with the reggae band, with me reggae sea, and me reggae sand, me reggae boot, and me reggae cap, and me reggae suit, and with me reggae rap, rap, me reggae rap, rap, make it rap, rap a chop a tip, throw the beat down with me chop. A reggae man, me gonna jam, jam, jam. A reggae man, no standing on. Peace in Iraq. They call me cop. Peace in Iraq. I'm a reggae man and I stand on the bomb. Stand on the bomb. Treat from jam jam. Hey. I am a reggae man standing in the UK. Standing in Buckingham Palace.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the penultimate radio obituary is for Ray Fenwick, the English guitarist and session musician best known for his work in the Syndicats and the Spencer Davis Group. He played with many others, including the Dutch group T-Set back in 1965, went on to play guitar on a number of tracks for Bo Diddley on the Chess Records album, The London Bo Diddley Sessions. He was also in the group Fancy at the time that they did the cover of Chip Taylor's Wild Thing. Ray Fenwick just passed away at 75. It's the penultimate radio obituary just for him, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
And tonight's ultimate radio obituary is for Alan Blairman, the American jazz drummer best known for performing and recording with Albert Eiler and Mal Waldron. He just passed away at 81. It's the ultimate radio obituary for Alan Blairman right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. And that nearly wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio.